Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Family Connect. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. I'd like to talk very briefly about a website and a fledgling social network specifically designed for parents of children with visual impairments. It is called Family Connect. You can get there by going to familyconnect.org, and it is sponsored by the American Foundation for the Blind and the National Association for Parents of Children with Visual Impairments. And this site has been around for a couple years, I guess, or so, and they have message boards and discussion forums about containing topics concerning raising children who are blind or visually impaired. And they have things broken up by age groups, everything from infants and toddlers to teenagers. And they've got, like I said, discussion forums broken up that way. They've got articles and resources for you. And they also have message boards where you can message other people on the online community. But one of the new things that Family Connect now has is a social networking feature called Family Friends. You don't have to opt into it when you sign up for Family Connect. You can just opt into the general message board and forum features. But if you do opt into the social networking feature, you create a profile and you can, it will help you to find friends that you might be interested in. It looks at, when you create a basic profile, you put in things like your name. Well, why am I even talking about it? I'll just
Family Connect Mozilla.
Show you what
Family
it looks
Connect.
Like.
Family Connect. Link traffic jump to article alt plus shift plus.
Link Family list. Friends.
Family Connect Reg. Family Friends.
Which is the name of the social network.
Family Connect Mozilla Firefox loading. Family Friends link 50%. Family Friends Family Connect home. Heading level 1 Family Friends. Parents of children with visual impairments have consistently told us that they need a way to reach out to each other and share resources on raising their children from birth to adulthood. Opting into Family Friends allows other registered Family Connect members to visit your basic profile and send new friend requests. Heading level 2 Basic Profile. The basic profile consists of list of 5 items, about me statement m- a short description of you and your family of up to 250 words, your profile picture, your child's condition s, your child's age m- calculated based on your child's birthday but the actual birthdate will not be displayed, your state or province, list end.
So it takes all those things into account when you're creating your basic profile. And once you've got that done, then it will suggest people you might like to be friends with. Similar to what Facebook does when you create a profile on Facebook.
Your friend recommendations will be based on where you live, as well as your child's age and eye conditions. Heading level 2 advanced profile.
You can also get more advanced with your profile.
You can give new friends access to your basic profile, or you can choose to give them access to your advanced profile. The advanced profile has more ways to share information and resources. List of 4 items, status updates and comments, links you like, message boards you're tracking, photo albums coming soon.
They don't actually have the photo albums feature available yet, but it will be soon.
List end. Heading level 2 privacy. Participation in Family Friends is totally voluntary and it is your choice how much information you provide. You can opt out again at any time. If you opt out, your username will no longer link to your basic profile, so your profile will be visible only to your confirmed friends. Opting out also means that you will no longer show up as a recommended friend to other members. For more information about Family Connect's privacy practices, please read our complete link privacy policy and link terms of use.
Well, as you can see, it's not as intricate as Facebook, but it does do a couple of the same things, mainly recommend people you might like to know instead of just going on message boards and forums and finding people that way. This is kind of a shortcut way, and you can send them messages and update your status, again, like Facebook. So this has a couple of really nice social networking features to it. These were just put in place a few weeks ago, so I'm not sure how successful this is. But if you're on the main site, you can get to, you know, if you sign up for just the general account and don't opt into this, you still have access to the forums, the blogs, the resources and articles about various eye conditions and hurdles that you might face in education and in life in general, and basically everything else except for this tool that allows you to find various people you might like to friend. So that's basically a short, sweet introduction to Family Connect. I don't have a child with a visual impairment, so I haven't signed up. So I can't demonstrate what the page actually looks like when you do. But based on my interaction with the rest of the page and different things in it, it's pretty much text-based, very accessible. No strange graphical links that I've been able to find that aren't labeled. So in that way, I suppose I wouldn't expect anything less. It is a site dedicated to visual impairment, after all, so it's pretty simple. Simple as that, if you will. Thank you very much, and I'll see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.